Stuart, many congratulations. Left it late, but a very memorable point against Watford.
Well, that was probably one of the worst first 45 minutes that we've had. We were so disappointed. We were like rabbit in headlights. We give them far too much respect. We stood off them. Our passing was poor. And then they just created chance after chance. But I said to them at half-time, hey, we're not out of sight. But you know, in this game of football, there's 90-odd minutes to play. And we had a few words were said at half-time. And I got a response from the players. So the pleasing thing was that we've took a point. They might think we've nicked a point, but I just felt round about the 60-minute mark, we started coming onto our game. Our ball retention was better, our passing was better, and we broke two or three times, and possibly Lloyd Isgrove could have broke there at the end, and we could have maybe won the game.
Things were so much tighter second half, weren't they? They didn't quite have the freedoms that they enjoyed in the first half in the second.
Well, again, I think it's down to the passing. The most important thing, if you give the ball away far too cheaply, it becomes a difficult game. It was the basics that we didn't do right. But then once we lost it, we didn't show that willingness to win it back. But credit to the players. Like I said, there was a few words said at half-time, and we got a response. That's all you want, a response. And what we've shown before in the past, we keep going and we keep going, and it was great for Hattie to get the goal in front of our fans, and it was great for him to celebrate with the fans as well.
He was a substitute, he came on for Keelan Lavery. What was the thinking behind that? Was that a tactical thing, or was there actually something wrong with Lavery? From where we were sat, we couldn't actually tell.
Well, if anything, I could have taken one of any of the 10 outfield players off the pitch, but I just felt the ball was coming back far too much, and Atty's got a good ball retention. Suddenly you put Atty on, they start front screening him, so it just created a bit more space for us. And sometimes he's going to break down sometimes with Atty, but he was a focal point for us. And I'm just pleased. Sometimes your substitutes work for you. Today it did do. He's in the right place to get the goal. But the most important thing, like I say, is the character the players showed.
Chris Kirkland played today. Westwood wasn't involved first initially. What's happened with him?
Yeah, he's had the calf problems just flared up again in training, so he wasn't fit for that.
Chris Kirkland was outstanding, wasn't he, in that first half particularly, and denied Watford, four really good chances?
Yeah, credit to Chris. He's had to wait a long time. It's actually his birthday today, so it's a good birthday. We'd have liked to have had that clean sheet, but at half-time, I was just grateful we'd only gone in at half-time, only 1-0 down.
I know you've always known you've got two top keepers, but he's got a question mark above his head right now. Is that enough to sort of warrant another look, Chris Kirkland?
As in,
he's staying around?
Again, we'll have things to announce. Hopefully we can sit down with the players, and obviously the most important thing is going forward, building on what we've achieved. But the most important thing is you could see that party atmosphere out there. That would be nice for Sheffield Wednesday fans to have that as well.
On many levels, how much today was that an indication, a marker about what you need, what Sheffield Wednesday need to do to make sure they're in this position in at least in a couple of years, if not this time next year?
I think you've got three strikers that got 60-odd goals between them, so that's where it is. That's where we've let ourselves down this season. We've had opportunity to win more games by converting our chances. But you've got to see there that three forwards that they've got 60 goals. That does help you get promoted.
And finding those players, is it about maybe finding the gem from somewhere, or a bit of championship nous, if you like? Not necessarily Troy Deeney, but a pass master at this level in that respect.
Well, it's an art in itself, scoring goals, and they're out there and they become very expensive. But the most important thing is getting the right balance in your team. And at the moment, we'll go into pre-season. We've got some strikers in-house, but we know, and you know, that we need to strengthen in that area.
Nuts and bolts time then. How soon do you want to get the retained list out and all the contractual situations sorted out and in the public domain?
Well, the most important thing is the recruitment, is getting players in as soon as possible. But unfortunately, the game is sort of driven by the agents now, and whether we make an offer to a player, suddenly the agent might be just bounce it about to another club. But we need answers, and that will be putting pressures on lads. But the most important thing is that we do strengthen the squad. We are competitive next season. And the most important thing is, like I say, is that we realise now that we've fallen short in front of goal. We need to strengthen there as well.
Given what's happened, you know, Mr. Chan series come in, do you have a stronger hand this summer then? Because, you know, in previous times we've spoken to some of your predecessors and gone, what about the budget? Do you have a stronger hand this summer to attack the transfer market?
Well, I'll sit down with Adam and I'll sit down with Glenn, and we'll discuss what their targets are. The most important thing is I'm still trying to get over the disappointment of that first half, and then, and obviously the I didn't really enjoy the goal that Atty got, because I couldn't really celebrate because I was so disappointed with that first half performance. But just shows you've got to keep going and keep believing, and credit to the boys that did that.
But I don't suppose he'll be allowed in any of the restaurants in Watford at any time for the rest of his life, given how that's changed the course of the title. Football's a strange beast sometimes.
Well, it's not over until it's over, and I keep saying to the players, and we've done it regularly this season, we've keep the honesty in the group of players and the keep willingness to keep going. And the most important thing is there's always another chance, and when you get that chance, you've got to convert it. We've done it at Blackburn away, we've done it, I don't know, we did it at Rotherham, we did it at Bournemouth, and again we've done it again today. So I would imagine Bournemouth are very happy and very grateful to Sheffield Wednesday today, because I think we've won them the title.